The reading is from Malachi, chapter 3, 16 to 18, and chapter 4, 2, 4, 6. Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name. On the day when I act, says the Lord Almighty, they will be my treasured possession. I will spare them, just as a father has compassion and spares his son who serves him. And you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. But for you who revere my name, the sun of righteousness will rise with its healing in its rays, and you will go out and frolic like well-fed calves. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the decrees and laws I gave him at Horeb for all Israel. See, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the parents to their children, and the hearts of the children to their parents, or else I will come and strike the land with total destruction. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke 12, 35 to 40.
Glory to you, Lord.
Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning, like men waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. I tell you the truth, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the second or third watch of the night. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
A prayer as we remain standing. Father, we thank you for this wonderful day, Advent Sunday. We pray that you'll come to us, each one, by your Spirit, through your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's very good to be with you this morning. Some years ago, I had a visit from a good friend. He came to tell me that I'd upset somebody else, somebody who was also a friend, and that this person had told him about it. With this person's permission, this friend came to tell me. He said, David, you need to do something about this. You can't leave it. You need to go and apologize and explain things and put them right. Well, how do you think I felt? Guilty. Ashamed. What did I do? Yes, I went and saw this other person and apologized and sought to put things right. That person who came to me was a messenger from God. Did you know that our names have deeper meanings? David means amazingly beloved. Don't always understand why I'm loved, but I am. Malachi means messenger. He was a messenger sent from God 2,500 years ago to the people of Judah to bring a message. So God sent him just as he sent my friend to speak to me. Advent, venio, to come in Latin, ad towards. To come towards. Advent is about a God who is always coming. God is a coming God. He's not static. He's forever on the move. He came to me through my friend. He came to the people of Judah through Malachi. He comes to us today. Why does he come? Because he loves us. We're his children. That's why he comes. Many years ago, I was a vicar in Cape Town, and we needed to raise a huge sum of money. We wanted to refurbish an old house which somebody had given us next door to the church, make it into an administration center. We wanted to employ an administrator. We wanted to give money away to a black church in the townships that we had a relationship with. We thought, how can we get this off the ground? So I was the vicar, and I invited Desmond Tutu, our archbishop, to come and launch this great campaign. So many people came. We knew they'd come. We had to hire the local town hall. And Desmond Tutu came. And he came and he joined me on the stage. And on the stage, there was a table, two chairs, and a glass of water and a jug. And Desmond Tutu's got the most amazing hands, knuckles. And he took this jug and he said, I want to tell you about the grace of God. God's great love. It's like this. And he took the empty glass and he poured and he poured and he poured and he poured and he poured. And the water went all over the table and down onto the floor. He said, that's what God is like. Well, did the money come? You bet it did. In response to God's grace. I will never, ever forget that. Malachi 3 verse 10, God says, I want to throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. Isn't that amazing? So in what ways, here's my question, might God want to come to you and to me this Advent? First of all, he wants to come for healing. You who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. We're going to be singing at Christmas, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son, S-U-N, of Righteousness. Quoting Malachi chapter 4. In what ways? Healing emotionally. Christmas, 24 days away. Not a great time for many people. Bereavement since last year. The need for emotional healing through us, through God's grace. Spiritual healing. I was with somebody 2 days ago who was sharing with me how she'd had quite a traumatic childhood. She'd come to faith, but then her marriage collapsed. And she said to me, David, I just lost my faith totally. But she said, God graciously healed me spiritually. Spiritually. I wonder how many of us may need to be spiritually healed for some reason. Or emotionally. But physically too. Because actually, as you know, we're a whole. Healing. God brings wholeness to us because he loves us. Maybe that's his gift for you this Advent. But secondly, he wants to bless us in our relationships. See, Malachi, I will send you the prophet Elijah. He will turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the hearts of the children to their parents. Relationships. Only yesterday, I was with two people who have fallen out seriously in their family. And it's been my privilege to travel with them actually this past year. Huge need. So much hurt, so much pain, so much stuff in the past, but huge need coming together. And gradually, they are beginning to recognize their own faults, moving away from the blame stuff, It's not my fault. It's yours. Da, 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 all that stuff. Beginning to take responsibility. And I'm beginning to see yesterday some form of wonderful reconciliation. Wonderful. I will send Elijah. Jesus said the Elijah prophesied in Malachi was John the Baptist. He was the second Elijah. And John the Baptist, as you know, said, I baptize you with water, but somebody's coming after me, the thongs of whose sandals I'm not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Water, the picture of God's outpouring of his Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. That's God's gift to you and me this Advent in our relationships. How are your relationships? Is there anybody you need to get reconciled with? Is there anybody in your family? Somebody in your neighborhood? God is the one who brings us together. It's never, ever too late. Therefore, God comes to us and says, as John the Baptist did, prepare the way. Prepare the way. Get on the right road. So my next visual aid for you young children here is the sat-nav. All four of our adult children are in London. There's no way I can possibly find my way to them. Though one of them I'm beginning to do it without that. And sometimes, of course, I take the wrong road, and the good old sat-nav says, no, sorry, there's a cul-de-sac, etc. My friend who came to me long ago said, David, you're up a cul-de-sac. You better get on the right road and put that right. Prepare the way. So Malachi, in his amazing prophecy, has this to say about the people of Judah who were on the wrong road. I will come near to you for judgment. I'll be quick to testify against sorcerers, adulterers, perjurers, against those who defraud laborers of their wages, who oppress the widows and the fatherless, and deprive aliens of justice. But do not fear me, says the Lord Almighty. Get on the right road, he's saying, if you want God's blessing. Getting on the right road needs humility. Let me tell you a story against myself, all about the sat-nav. Just in our last year at Chipping Camden, where I was the vicar for 11 years, we had a parish weekend at Hothorpe Hall up in Leicestershire. Great place. And I'd been there to see the place with our church secretary. And so the time came when my wife and I were going to drive there. She said to me, David, you know the way? Of course I know the way. I said, I've been once already. Well, shouldn't we have the sat-nav in case? All right. So we plug it in. Off we go. Well, at one point, as we're going up there, the sat-nav, this lady who speaks, you know who she is and all that, says, go this way. I said to my wife, no, come on. She's got it wrong. Are you sure? Yes, of course I'm sure. Take her this way. Off we go. I then find myself going the wrong way down the M1. I have to say to my lovely wife, when eventually we find a place to get off, I apologize. And I apologize to the lady here as well. How's your marriage, by the way? So it is that the prophets say, get on the right road. This means repent. Now, repentance is not a condition of being loved by God, but it's the root for blessing. And if I want God to bless me in my ministry, my marriage, my relationships, my friendships, I need every day to repent. Basilea Schlink, great German lady, wrote a book, Repentance, the Joy-Filled Life. I've never forgotten that. Get on the right road, you'll be blessed out of your Blessed are your socks. Repent. Wonderful word. So, therefore, we need to come to that place of being forgiven. So to my next visual aid. Not many years ago, I was involved with a family where there'd been a lot of pain. Three adult children, their older and lovely mother, their father already died. And I was involved in this family because of the funeral and all sorts of stuff. And the three adult children and the mother differently told me about stuff that was still hanging around. Relationships not right, anger, stuff. So I said to each one of them, would you be willing to meet with me, and this was the mother as well, in a church nearby, and would you be willing to write a confession down on a piece of paper and bring that and read it out to God and to your siblings and your mother? How do you feel about that? They all said, actually, that could be great. That could somehow leave the past behind and do it. So we met. It was very moving. And each one had written a confession. And one by one, they read it out to their mother and to the siblings. One by one. And I then took all four of these bits of paper, and I prayed a prayer to God, saying, Father, you love these people, and Jesus, you've taken their sins, and we claim the victory of the cross of Christ. And I took a match, and I took their confession, each one, and I lit it, and I had a biscuit tin, and in it went. And it burnt away into just ashes. And when it was all burnt, I took it to each one. I said, can you see anything left? Can you read it? Can you read it? Have you forgiven yourself? God's forgiven you. Forgiven each other. And you know what? They all just got up and they hugged and they hugged and they hugged and they wept. It was so profound about this God who forgives us and leaves the past behind. And it's all gone. And so Malachi brings this message, both of God's judgment on our sins, but saying it's never too late. And God comes to bless. And that was the message of John the Baptist. The baptism of repentance and Jesus coming to bring the power of the Spirit. So it is that Advent is this great period of getting ready for the coming of the Lord. God is always coming. He comes in Jesus, the beginning, he'll come in Jesus at the end, and in between there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of comings. Now, we've got some young people here, and my last visual aid is the Advent calendar. So who's going to come up and open the first little label? You going to come? Who can tell me how many days till Christmas? I said so earlier. Who can tell me? 24. 24. Can you find the first number one? Can you find a number one there? Well done. Do you want to open it? Should we help you a bit? Paul? Good. What is that?
A tree.
It's a candle.
Oh, a candle.
And you can have that. It's a candle. 24 days to Christmas. Each day a day when God comes to us. Isn't that great? What a great season Advent is. Let's have a prayer. Father, we thank you for the prophet Malachi, who had the courage to go to your people, to bring them face to face with their wrongdoing, a message of judgment, and yet assuring them of your love and your mercy and your forgiveness and your desire to bless, to pour out a blessing that they wouldn't have room enough to receive it. Thank you for Elijah. Thank you for John the Baptist. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for your Spirit. Thank you that you come to us, each one, in so many ways this Advent. Help us to be open to you. Amen.